Kidney Current Davin sagt es seit der Wav beginnen mit Basic und Tismas beginnen mit der Gnorum. Ki Kaddish mi Kara Shabbat Kaddish. So if you say that the waters will check even if there's Adam, so okay, that makes sense. Because Ki Kaddish mi Kara Shabbat Kaddish, so when you it was really sanctified, it was definitely very well sanctified. Mishmach and Ischef, but it's going to get burnt. Because that Kiddush is clean. But if you say, like Rav Sheshes, that the Mayim is not Baitim, so then the girl must love her, the Kiddush may come with Tais Kiddush and Shabbat Lachol. But this is Kash's difficulty. Why? Kiven Duhu, how you may be min chasa yalaha. Wait a second. The husband is the one who brings his wife's carbonus. In this case, the Mechaz Kanais. Question is, why are you saying that would make sense that it would be in the surface? Am I in the surface? Why would it get burnt? What's the question? Maish Lamaha did not beperk Dal the Mesech Tisna. So what's the difference what it says in a woman takes a nedah of naziris, the fleesh has behemta benazah, and she really separates her karbonis for her naziris, and then the husband hears about it and he's made for her nedah of naziris. So the Mishnah says, if the animals were his, it goes out and grazes in the flock. If the animals were hers, chatzis tamas, and the chatzis is left to die. Now, but if it's his, it's chulun. It's not burnt. Now, Ba'avgad B'shas Hekdesh, Havas Bas Mekadesh, even though over there, which is what we're saying for like the case over here, according to this interpretation, even over there, at the time that she sanctified, she was someone who could sanctify because the Kaimel and the Balmek is guys. We hold that the husband is not Urkad Nedil Mafreya. It's from here on, he really cuts it off. So when she was Mekadesh, she was able to Mekadesh it. Befalochama, even so, the Gemara says, given Mishlah, he says, since it was his, Tayyat B'tirabayt, it goes and grazes in the flock, the Nafkahu, the Bichur. So why don't you say something over here? Why is it getting burnt? It's not Nami Hasan Perak Basham, and they're also on Daflam the days. The Mishnah says, Mishnah the Benazim, somebody says that the Benazir is a Balach Lady Behemtai. And he goes to bring his animal where he was relying on. Imashle Nigdaba Behem and other, if that he took the Ned of Naziris before it was stolen, Hare Naziris and Naz. But the Mishnah Nigdaba Behem and other, but if it was already stolen by the time he took the Ned of Naziris, in Naz is not a Naz. So, Bachanami have Eidim Ba'ilim Kaim Hektish. Here also, the Eidim were here before. Because they were there at the time of his nose. They were there before she sanctified it. And if the husband didn't have this in mind, where was Magdash? Why is it any different in that case over there, where it's tolling his das? And if not, it's considered Nedim Atois, and it shouldn't be considered as any Hektish. Void more of our mind in the surface, why is it getting burnt? Because Tais asked for a different angle. Keeping the Kamlik of Bishil, we hold like Bishil Damer, Damer that they say Perk Yashnech and Baba Staff Kof Chop and Bais, and Perk Bisham Zach Nos Dablam, on the days that they say the Yashay Lehektish. You could be sure you could ask to undo the Nedr of the Hektish. Lamein Inishallah, why wouldn't he go and ask in this? Retains Chun, he'll go out to Bichun, because obviously there's no purpose in it, so why would it get burnt? Why can't he just be Shoyal on that Hektish? And Tais does not answer those questions. Next Tais Mata, begin with the Gemara, because you'll say, oh, the Chi Kaddish, Mikor, Betois Kaddish, that. The question on Rav Sheshes was, if you say the water does not check, because when there's Edom, the waters don't do their job, so why is it retroactively revealed that when he was sanctified, it was Betoyes Kaddish, and therefore, why is it getting burned? It should go out to Chum. Which says, in the Einlach, don't ask, wait a second. The Ashram Tali, we have by the Ashram Tali, and someone doesn't know if he committed a sin that requires a Chattis, he brings the Ashram Tali. Avagav the Chikaddish Mikar Betoyes, even though when he sanctified originally was a mistake, because he didn't really commit a sin, Kaddish, it's holy. Where it's not really fit to atone for something when he didn't really sin. Still, we learn the last mission increases in the last parak increases. And maybe Hashem Tali, if someone brings Hashem Tali, and he finds out that he didn't sin, it grazes until it bulbs a blemish. So, on that, so this is not the Mavash Hashem time. Why do you have to wait to Bubs Lash? Why do you say it just goes out to be Chulm like the Gemara saying over here? No, the Mavash Hashem, the Gemara explains it, but the reason is because the person's heart is banging inside his chest. He's really afraid he did a sin. So Gomer Makdash, he concludes and he says, I'm going to be sanctified even if I didn't do that there. Therefore, it has Halacha of Kedusha in contrast to over here where there's Betayis and therefore shouldn't have any Kedusha whatsoever. Next is Matta Bigmund Gemara. So, the Gemara says from a papa, yeah, a good point. Why are you saying that you're saying you should really go out to Chulun? Why is it being burnt? So it's a gezeira, it's a rabbinic concern. Maybe people are going to say, Mitzi Meklish Aras L'Chulun. It's right, gezeira Rabban. People are going to see, oh, it's in the Klish Aras, and it's going out to be used for Chulun, which usually is not the case. You can't take Kedushas Aguf, it was just because of the toys. So therefore, rabbinically, we say it has to be burnt. This is as Vitik Shavigna as Kalhani did not. Throughout all the Mishnayos, when we learn the halach of Tetzibitir Be'edr, that let it go out and graze in the flock. I mean, niggas won't make the same gezeirah. Shem yemi, people might say, oh, mitzvah mikdash sagof l'chulin, you take it off from the physical sanctity to chulin. So it says Torah. So you could answer, no, hasma b'dilei mulchem milsa. There's nothing that's indicator. That is, v'leke kechel b'kedushas pelek kedush sagof. You can't tell when you look at an animal, does it have oral sanctity, does it have physical sanctity? But yemi, people say, oh, must have been kedush sapel, you must have had only an oral designation, therefore, yeah, it could go out to be chulin. There is a difference between if it just says oral sanctity or physical sanctity. They see it's coming from a klish agas, and therefore they will confuse it, and therefore that's why I'm being Rabban. But so this is the tzarchim. What we you have to look into further is the perek they mean this in menachat of tzadik of the perek atayda the undefined test of days from the gemara. It sounds like that this gezeira that is the different maschal tesis is agreed on according to everyone, which would not be like Rav Murray, who asks on this in our Gemara, seemingly like as if he doesn't agree to this gezer. Next test master begin with the Gemara, Karab HaKaimitz for his big b'chul. If the Kaimitz was burnt and they didn't get a chance to eat the Shiraim until he dies or she dies, so then we say it's like all manachas and it will be eaten because there was anyways brought Misafir Mitchilan, Vincent provided atonement, so that it did its job and therefore it's a valid carbon. Which says never it's in the then. Something is a mekorim of kaimitz, like not necessarily only if the husband dies or if she dies, but something is, let's say, they sacrifice the fistful, ubo eden shenitma, and then witness come along and say that she was tamei, still the shrine will be eaten. Why? Because dama nami, you say the same thing, keep it sick, well, already did its atonement, already did its job, it's a valid carbon. Even though, what I mean, retroactively, what I mean, we know she's tamei, there's no point in it. Because al chama perk bas the kris, like how we said in the last perk and kris, the chavam beis, gebechatz oif, a ball of suffering. When you mechatz oif, which that's the one carbon that you can bring even situations of doubt. So, in mishnitza damai, or the yours is mishnimlika, once you find, once you, if after the malik, or after that you squeeze out the blood, noidiloshi, although you find that, oh, it's not a suffix, she actually did give birth, then asura filbana. It's forbidden even. And having benefit, because shalas something was it came from a situation of doubt and kippah sukkah it did its job. So again, so we see when it did it, we're going to say that it's considered as if it was a valid carbon. Next says master beginning with the gemara nimtzu edim zaymen. If you find that the witnesses were edim zaymen who were testifying against the woman, so the mincha is chum. So it says near it seemed that kitcha beklikoy. This is going when the mincha was sanctified in the vessel, but becoming kmitzah before the festival was taken. Why? Because the achar kmitzah, if the festival was already taken, ikisur the rabban, then actually it would be rabbinically forbidden, and when the stuff would be burnt, the mincha wouldn't be chulun. Because mekminam hasam, the Gemara says also over there, the hadit nan, this that we referenced before, that we said mishnah nimlika neidlav, if she finds out that after the milika was done on the chata sa'if, so we say how easy to cover, it's buried, that's b'noidala shloyolda. When they find out that she didn't give birth, so then it gets buried. There's no utility in it. And ubedinu demetaz banah. The truth is, then it should be permitted to have hana. My time at the cover. Why I say it's buried? That's midrabbanan. That's rabbinically. So here also, that we're saying it's going to chulin must be before the kmitza, which is the equivalent of the malika. Because if it was after the malika, or in our case of the kmitza, then it would be rabbinically forbidden. So the Tosafot says here, if it's going to chulin, must be before the kmitza. Next, it says in the Gemara, but Torah, where it says in the pasuk that she's pure, and that's where you have all these brachas. Not where it's because it's being suspended a punishment because of merits that she has. Which says in Malcham Mashma, it sounds like the Baila Muta Ba'la Alta, that the husband is permitted to his wife right away, right after she walks away clean and her thighs don't fall and her stomach doesn't bloat. And that if a layman, we don't say Yam Tanat Shalasham, that wait a second, you have to wait till 3 years. Like we said in our Mishnah, Shem Eschus Talsala, maybe this Eschus is suspended for a period of 3 years. No. The Mahoya Asaba, because if he would be forbidden her, what do you need a pasuk to exclude? To say it's only the case of Torah and not that when it's Tal Eschus, what do you mean? It wouldn't read into the pasuk anyway. The pasuk says that she's going to get cleansed and you have children. But if you think he's awesome to her anyways until 3 years, how could you ever have this situation? Obviously, that it is Mutter and it is possible. But that's what we're saying, but it's not going to be for the case of Tal Eschus. And my Rebbe also told me in the Yerushalmi, so the Nika Ishma Oven, the man will be cleansed from sin, meaning in he's not, now he's okay, he did it, if she walked away, it doesn't have to be concerned that maybe she really was Mazana and it's only Schos, which Taisa says, it must be going like the one who says that the Schos Taylor and that it's not even recognizable, because recognizable, obviously, then it would be forbidden because he knows that she was having Mazana, it's just that the Schos is being Taylor. But according to the other Mandama, yeah, he could be with her and it doesn't have to be suspect, even maybe possibly that she was Mazana. And that she will get her punishment.